Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's up? It's Metal Shop. We got Mark Hailman, lead guitarist of Suicide Silence, on the phone. Their newest album, Become the Hunter, it came out in, it feels like a couple years ago now, but it was just earlier this year, because this year has been a trash fire of a year. But the new album's killer, and you guys are about to embark on something that's never been done before, a first-of-a-kind virtual tour. First off, like, what the hell is this, man? It's like you guys are going to be doing this, like, you have a soundstage, it's like multicam live performances, you have this, like, special room where people can interact with each other. What do you expect from this, and who came up with it?
Dude, this is just a brainchild of ours, man. We were all stuck inside, like everybody, with the lockdown, and we were doing our part, social distancing, staying inside, and we would hop on Zoom calls like once a week and just like see where everyone's at and what everybody wanted to do, and mm-hmm. if there was any ideas that we could come up with to do something. And basically, we came up with it. It's like, hey, we don't really want to just get together and do one stream for the internet. Like, how can we do something that's way cooler? So basically, what came about was like, how do we do a stream like for particular metal communities, you know? Yeah. Like, how do we play for New York? How do we play for Portland? How do we play for Seattle? Like, how do we do this, you know? So basically, we figured out how to, yeah, like, geofence a ticket, a stream ticket, and then it just snowballed. And the next thing you know, we're fucking renting lights. Can I cuss? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, it's all good.
we're fucking renting lights. We are a strange set of crew here. Like, we're running this all in-house. This is no agents. This is nothing. This is just us doing it. So, like, our sound guy has a, like, he knows how to, like, hook up a real pro stream.
Yeah.
His roommate, it's the same dude that made our Memorial DVD. If you ever saw the DVD we put out for our singer, the Mitch Memorial DVD, He handled all the cameras. So this is a full production like no other live stream. It's going to be sick, dude.
Wow, man. It's an undertaking, but I bet it's super fun to like channel all your energy into this like new crazy thing.
Well, one, it's super fun because one, we all got tested for COVID. We made sure everybody's clean and nice. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we all moved into the same house. We're all staying at our drummer's house, which is right down the street from where we rented this room. So we're all living, we're in pre-pro right now, and we get can jam. We got a full light set up and we're just having a blast. So it's fun to put it together. It's also great to be together and be able to play, because I know a lot of bands aren't able to actually do it. They have nothing to rehearse for. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on.
And it's something to, I mean, there's a lot of quote-unquote downtime a lot of people have, but now you guys can just channel all your energy into this big, big project. And how can people, like, buy tickets and stuff? Is there a way to go to the Suicide Silence website, Nuclear Blast website? What's the best way that we can support you and know that the money goes directly to you guys?
Okay, so ssvirtualtour.com is the official website for
awesome.
And that'll also be where the stream is when you get it. It's going to be hosted by Vimeo, but it's all going to be through ssvirtualtour.com.
Cool.
And yeah, if you buy a ticket to this, it's 100%, you know, supporting the band. Because, yeah, like I said, this is all us. And then, yeah, if you buy a ticket, you get a 15% off coupon code to the merch table, the virtual merch table, which you get access to automatically once you buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And since I'm talking to Washington, Portland is so close to Seattle, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on the border. So our show, the Portland show, is like the Northwest show.
Okay.
So, and then, I want to say, I'm looking at the dates, and we got...
And it's not like we have to do a road trip or anything, so we're good.
No, not at all. And really, there's Portland is on July 21st.
Yeah.
And that's like Northwest. And there's also a Vancouver show on the 24th, which, you know, Washington's going to be able to go to that too. That's the other thing about it. We didn't want to exclude people. We just wanted to make it as much for like those scenes in those areas. Like, you know, maybe you live in Seattle, you go over to Vancouver every once in a while. Maybe you're in, you know, maybe you're in somewhere in Washington, you make it to Portland. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite the undertaking. And also figuring out those kind of little things, like tri-state areas and stuff. Like, this has been a hellacious undertaking, but it's super fun.
So, like you said, it's geo-targeted toward these special communities and stuff. And you know what? I encourage people, you know, I'm not saying don't be safe, but, like, you know, a couple people, wear your masks if you want, get together and watch this and maybe, you know, stage dive onto your couch and spin kick in your living room.
Dude, big time. That's what we're saying too. It's like do this like a, you know, if people like UFC, like you're gonna pay per view a UFC and invite your friends over and party, dude.
Get some wings. Like, and
watch a show. It's gonna sound so sick, and it's gonna be hilarious too because we shot so many like pre-shot like skits and all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
Dude, this is literally like we're gonna be so stoked. Like we're already stoked, but people once they see it, they're like, oh my god, they went way overboard on this. Like it's crazy.
Dude, so like within I feel like there's like these moments within this lockdown and COVID time period. So like the first one that I saw was Code Orange, and they just did an incredible live thing, and that was like their record release show, but they did it in an empty venue, and it was that kind of like set the standards, right? And there's just keep this elevation of things, and I feel like your guys, this is the new benchmark. Like when this goes off without a hitch, it's got like, okay, how people are going to keep building, and it's like this, and we're living in a time where it's like, personally, I never used Zoom before, but now I'm using it all the time. So it's like, once we're out of this and things go back to quote unquote normal, they're not even going to go back to normal, but when they go back to a semblance of normal, we're all going to have these like crazy, like tech, like we're going to all have these capabilities of learning all these cool things that we're going to be like, okay, well now we can harness this into a regular life.
Dude, 100%. I had used Zoom once for a podcast, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then, like, same thing. Like, I started a Patreon. I started giving guitar lessons.
Yeah.
I started doing I'm live streaming just myself, just doing, like, cool, like, Q&As and playing songs and stuff for my Patreon. Like, I didn't know how to do a live stream like that. Like, I have a full rig, just my amp rigged up. Everything sounds super sick. Like, being able to work with fans and be like, how sick is this? Let me adjust it. Like, they're kind of working like a sound guy almost. They're like, that's dope. Like, play that riff, dude. Like, there's so many positives through all this. And, of course, it sucks when you really, if you sulk in it. But, like, I'm all about trying to figure shit out when anything is like, hey, who could have predicted this, you know? Like, we just dropped a record and we're planning on touring the world. So, like, how do we actually try to tour the world?
Yeah, I mean,
here it is.
Exactly. You're infiltrating those local communities via, you know, geo-targeting, which is cool. So, I kind of was just curious about you guys, because you guys came back with a hell of a big punch from the new album. Like I said, the album is called Become the Hunter. It's available now on Nuclear Blast. You know, doing his sixth album. Did you guys feel any pressure? Like, we got to make this heavier. We got to make this bigger. We got to come back from, you know, and I'm not going to lie. Like, people were kind of hard on your last album. It would, whether or not you say it's justified or not, people were kind of hard on that. Did you guys feel like a man, we got to come back?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we knew that we were, especially on the last record, that we were trudging into something that could be, you know, it could divide people, and it absolutely did. And, you know, I would say, I wouldn't say it's justified or not, but all in all, we put a crazy amount of pressure on ourselves anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to sixth record, it was just like, well, we know what didn't work. Like, let's just sharpen the tools and make this excruciatingly heavy. So that's what we did. And I mean, is also what turned into like the most fun record we ever put together.
That's awesome.
It was like the trajectory and intention was completely clear. Like, we knew what we needed to do. So it was just like, let's fucking bust it. And yeah, I mean, we say it like, this was the most fun record to put together and probably our favorite record we've ever done. Just 'cause it was like, we knew what needed to happen based on the last record. So.
That's awesome, man. So I'm curious about your background a little bit, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you guys are probably busy, but I'm curious about, what is the first metal album or the first exposure you ever got to, like, metal music, heavy music?
Well, my dad played guitar.
Nice.
dad was into all kinds of stuff, and my first metal, I think, was probably more along the lines of, like, if you would call it like Van Halen metal, uh-huh. You know, like Van Halen. I was more introduced to like Van Halen, Steve Vai, stuff like this when I was really young. And I remember, you know, maybe it's not metal, but this is what got me into heavy music, was AC/DC and Sabbath.
Yeah.
And then of course Ozzy. But mm-hmm. I think AC/DC was probably first. And then once I went down the Ozzy and Black Sabbath and Randy Rhoads, you know, and Tony Iommi, like, that was when I was like, all right, Pantera, Slayer, you know, Death, you know, Cannibal Corpse. I'll never mm-hmm. forget the first, in one day, a buddy of mine, when I was probably 14, showed me Cryptopsy, Dying Fetus, Death, and Decapitated, all in one day. And
yeah.
That was it, dude.
There you go.
No looking back.
That's a good starter kit there. So... okay, so this is a kind of a, humor me on this one. So we all know the big four of thrash metal, American thrash metal, right? Like, so it's Slayer, Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax. Now, you guys were formative in the term deathcore, and whether people use that word or not, or you know, you
sure.
put that label, but you guys were one of the big deathcore bands. If yep. you had to sit down and decide what's the big four of American deathcore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, in no particular order, Despised Icon, Whitechapel, Suicide Silence, and Job for a Cowboy.
Nice. All right. There you go. Right on. That was pretty easy. Right on.
we thought about that for sure.
Nice. Okay. Well, maybe we'll see a big four of deathcore tour. Who knows? Who knows if tours can even happen ever again? No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Well, you guys are touring the way that you can, and that's awesome. So again, what was the link one more time?
SSvirtualtour.com.
Awesome, dude. One last question for you, dude. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
I have a scar that hinders my mustache to be completely full, and you can't really tell because there's a scar just under the bridge of my nose on my upper lip.
Okay.
And if you really look at it, it's shaped kind of like an angel spreading its wings. And in third grade, I got a brand new bike, and I did not check anything about it. I took it out, and I went to go jump off a wooden ramp in my front yard. The handlebars came completely off, and I face-planted straight into the asphalt.
Aww.
Broke my nose, skinned all the skin off my forehead, and I had a hole through the top of my top lip. And it was pretty badass. But now you can't really see it. It's just kind of like it's just this little spot in my mustache that doesn't grow hair.
That's funny, dude. That's a good scar question, dude. I appreciate it. Right on, man. So, again, this is Mark Hailman from Suicide Silence. They're going to be doing a virtual tour. So get your tickets and enjoy kind of the most inspirational and kind of like, I don't know. This is going to be mind-blowing in the sense that this is just like a new level of engagement in this post-COVID world, or actually current COVID world. It's not a post-COVID world yet. So yeah, that's awesome. Any final words for the Northwest audience until we get to see you on live stream?
Can't wait to get back up to Seattle area, drink some Rainier, and party with y'all.
And smoke some Northwest Kush, right?
Oh, of course, dude. Without a doubt. It goes without saying.
Right on, man. Thanks a lot for the time, and good luck with everything. I'll see you on the stream.
Oh, dude, thank you so much.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.